Hello and welcome to Grain Insights, an update on getting your grain to market. I'm Stacey McCracken, and joining me is David Shednovic, Assistant Vice President, Grain. David, today we're going to look at CN and its announcement back on December 6th that it had signed and closed an agreement to acquire the Iowa Northern Railway. Let's start there.
Thanks, Stacey. The transaction closed into an independent voting trust pending regulatory review of the transaction by the U.S. Surface Transportation Board, and a decision by the STB is expected sometime in 2024. Iowa Northern will continue to operate independently until the STB completes its review of the transaction.
Okay, now how about a bit of background about what the rail network looks like today for Iowa Northern and CN?
So the Iowa Northern is based in Waterloo, Iowa, and is a critical transportation network in Iowa, facilitating high levels of economic development for the communities that it serves. The company has been long regarded as one of the country's premier and fastest-growing independent short-line railroads led by the Sabin family. Iowa Northern operates on 218 route miles in Iowa and connects with CN's rail network at Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Its main line runs northwest from Cedar Rapids to Manly, Iowa, passing near or through Mason City, Waterloo, and Cedar Falls. In addition, Iowa Northern operates on two branch lines, one from Waterloo, Iowa to Olwine, and the other from Forest City to Belmont. CN's overall rail network connects Canada's eastern and western coasts with the U.S. South through an 18,600-mile rail network. CN operates roughly 573 track miles in Iowa through its subsidiaries, with CN's largest Iowa rail yard at Waterloo. The CN main line in Iowa starts on the eastern side of the state at Dubuque and runs out to the Fort Dodge area, where it branches to Sioux City to the north and Council Bluffs to the south.
Can you walk us through a bit of the history of the Iowa Northern?
Sure thing. So the oldest pieces of the Iowa Northern were built back in the 1860s by the Cedar Rapids and St. Paul Railway Company. The main portion of the Iowa Northern Railway line had its beginnings back in the 1870s. The Burlington, Cedar Rapids, and Northern Railway came into existence at that time, and it was formed to take over operations of the Burlington, Cedar Rapids, and Minnesota Railway. That road ultimately became part of the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railway in the early 1900s, known better as the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island ceased operations in 1980, and shortly thereafter, the Iowa Northern commenced rail service, starting between Cedar Rapids and Vinton, Iowa, building out the rail program from there. Multiple shippers along the line were key to getting the line up and going again. So now fast forward to 1994, when a group led by Dan Sabin, a second-generation railroader and whose father started out as a steam locomotive fireman in Manly, Iowa, took over management of the line. Millions of dollars were invested in improving the efficiency of the line, which had a track speed of 10 miles an hour when it was acquired, while at the same time enhancing reliability and customer service by increasing the track speed between Manly and Cedar Rapids. What had been 15,000 carloads of traffic in 1994 became 45,000 carloads by 2008, and the rail traffic volumes on the Iowa Northern have grown significantly since then.
What does the mix of rail traffic that Iowa Northern handles today look like, and how does it complement CN's rail network?
Iowa Northern directly serves close to 20 grain elevators, two ethanol plants, a soybean processing plant, two mineral processing facilities, and handles other commodities such as fertilizer, farm machinery, food, chemicals, and lumber. And then, of course, there's the concentration of grain processing in Cedar Rapids that Iowa Northern fits so nicely with. CN was attracted to the Iowa Northern opportunity not just to connect customers to longer single-line service, but also the strength of rail shipments that move entirely on Iowa Northern's tracks.
What are some of the key benefits of this transaction?
So this transaction is good for rail customers, and it's good for supply chains. CN's investment will provide Iowa Northern with access to broader markets and greater capital so that it could continue to grow and serve customers in Iowa. CN's investment will help Iowa Northern provide safe and reliable first-mile and last-mile service to customers. CN will couple Iowa Northern's local service and CN's network reach to offer Iowa businesses competitive single-line service to destinations throughout North America, including eastern and western Canada and the U.S. Gulf Coast and Mississippi River over CN's 18,600 miles of rail network. The transaction will provide Iowa customers with new, more efficient single-line options, as well as support the growth of local customers organically. Customers in a wide range of agricultural and industrial markets will benefit from the transaction, which also preserves market optionality.
Can you expand on that last point for customers?
Sure thing. Back in the early 1980s, it was the Chicago and Northwestern and the Milwaukee Road that the Iowa Northern relied on to move traffic in and out of the Iowa Northern lines. A part of the value proposition that Iowa Northern offers to customers today is optionality, considering that the Iowa Northern interchanges traffic with multiple Class 1 railways, as well as the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Railway. CN will continue to provide effective interchanges between Iowa Northern and other rail carriers, so customers on the line both will retain all their existing interline options and will gain access to the CN single line service that the combination would create.
Anything to add?
I have a lot of respect for what the Iowa Northern team has built up over time, and this transaction is all about growth. If you're buying something, it's to create value, and that's exactly what CN plans to do here, coupling Iowa Northern's local service and CN's network reach.
Thanks for your time, David, and thanks for listening to Grain Insight, an update from CN.